of Indonesia's solidarity with Palestine. This delivery demonstrates Indonesia's commitment to supporting humanity amidst the difficult situation faced by the people of Gaza. And that was Newsline.
drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Yo. This is Rock Cleft, refugee camp, Criswell, little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time. Hey yo L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes, drumming my pain with his fingers.
At RA Digiton with New Look. programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Waktunya, oh, tak akan ada lagi selamat tinggal. Dan kan datang waktunya, oh, bukan lagi dua melainkan satu. And we're already home. No, I'm falling in love in Jakarta. Make me so falling in love in Jakarta. Satu lagu tak cukup jelaskan dalamnya cintaku. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. Jika nanti banyak cobaan untuk cinta kita dan perasaanmu, apalagi sama, jangan menyerah, hadapi bersama. And I won't let you go, and don't let me go. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. Hanya kau yang mampu buatku terkilah-kilah. Dua kosong dua tiga nol. Aku satu empat tiga. Oh, I'm falling, I'm falling in love.
That was Alvinjo with Falling in Love in Jakarta. And hello, Void listener. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 5 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And don't forget that this broadcast program can be viewed from our broadcast in online streaming, voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kilohertz and 4755 kilohertz, and also our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so for a listener, in this beautiful day of today, we are providing you, of course, with lots and lots of information, so always stay tuned. Just like Alvin Joe that falls in love in Jakarta, how about I ask you this question? When and where did you fall in love? Maybe there are some stories behind it, and maybe that you want to share. Just make sure to share it through our RRA Digital so that we can maybe reply to your messages and maybe tell stories from the listener and also the host and also the admins in Voice of Indonesia. So enough of me yapping around. Let's listen to another song from Novia Bahwit with Yella.
Kau bisa hadapi semua. Bangkit dan coba lagi. Ku yakin kau bisa tunjukkan semua. They said you are not enough. Wake up and show them. They try to put you on trash. I won't keep silent. La 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 semua. Bangkit dan coba lagi. Ku yakin kau bisa tunjukkan semua. Some people try to break your life. Don't get distracted. Some people try to crush your fight. Don't get it twisted. Keep pointing your hopes to the sky like a pyramid. Some people love, some people leave. Just keep on going.
Pyramid. Song Indonesia.
The beaches in Lombok have long been known to be beautiful and amazing. This also makes the Thousand Island Mosque now one of the favorite destinations of foreign tourists. The foreign tourists are thirsty for the panorama of virgin nature and rarely touched by humans. One of them is Segar Beach. Segar Beach is one of the legendary and popular attractions in central Lombok Regency. The exact position is in the Sukadane village area, Pujut district, including one of the mainstay of Mandalika. This beach is actually still in line with Kuta Beach, Lombok. The two destinations are only about 2 kilometers apart. A visitor departing from Lombok International Airport, it takes about 30 minutes to get to Segar Beach. If you want to stay in the Senggigi area, the trip will take about 1.5 hours. Visitors does not need to worry about access. The condition of the road to the Mandalika area is very good. The Segar Beach area is quite extensive. There are several points that you can explore to enjoy its natural beauty. Each side of this destination offers different panorama, also spoils the eye. For those who want to see the charm of the beautiful Segar Beach from a height, you can go up to the hill around the beach. In Segar Beach, you will find a row of statues around the beach. The statues are on the north beach, where the ocean current are calmer. You will see a kind of monument that depicts a princess about how to free herself from three men. This statue is none other than the legend of Princess Mandalika. The Sasak people believe that Segar Beach is the location of Princess Mandalika to drown herself. Until now, the legend continues to be preserved through the Baunyale festival. When the annual event is held, residents will be busy trying to catch sea worms. This animal is believed to be a congratulations of Princess Mandalika. So that was our segment, Indonesian Wonder, featuring Segar, Lombok Beach. I'm Nikok Sumati. Thank you for listening.
And everything's a changing.
walk on water. Yeah, I'm stopping time there. I can make you prouder. Flying to the higher stars. Yeah, break the chains and dancing in the rain. I'm living on a jet plane. I got so much more to gain.
So much more to gain.
I can be the cliff of lightning in the cloud. I'ma show the world what I'm about. I will sing out loud.
I will sing out loud.
So yeah, I can be the hole in the universe. I can be the joy that you deserve. I will sing out loud. They say that I just don't have it. They say, just go back, forget it. They say, I say, well I'm just gonna get it. I say, I won't stop till I made it. I say, I will not regret it. I say. I can be the silver lining in the cloud. I'ma show the world what I'm about. I will sing out loud. If you're feeling stronger, clap your hands. I can be that hole in the universe. I can be the joy that you deserve. I will sing out loud. If you're feeling lonely, pack your friends. Let's take it higher now.
You can be the fire that lights up the world. Give your energy stronger to
at RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Thank you. Maukah lagi kau mengulang ragu dan sendu yang lama? Dia yang dulu pernah bersamamu memahat kecewa. Atau kau inginkan yang baru, sungguh menyayangimu. Aku ingin dirimu yang menjadi milikku. Bersamaku mulai hari ini hilang ruang untuk cinta yang lain. Separuh jalan pernah dilewati, meski ada kecewa. Aku yang dulu tak begitu lagi, takkan ku ulangi. Jangan dulu engkau berpaling, beri ku kesempatan. Aku mulai hari baru, hilang ruang untuk cinta yang lain. Lupakan dia, pergi denganku. Lupakanlah ragu denganku.
Region of East Java. Where Maja Bahit once stood. Largest ancient kingdom. Changing and opening slowly over hundreds of years. A historical city on the move. A celebration of remarkable heritage, grandeur of the past, wondrous ancient architecture, and the outstanding universal values behind, where art absorbs the audience into colorful drama. Still, the exotic mesmerizes. Extraordinary feast exhilarates. And bring us back to the land of the ancient mountains. a myriad of outdoor adventures. In exceptional panoramic nature. Exciting variety. This is a land of historical significance. Where the old days are celebrated. Local cuisine cherished. Beyond the city. Preparing for a thrilling ride on the vast sea of sand in Bromo, East Java. Wonderful Indonesia.
Polo Palo is Gorontalo traditional musical instrument which has been rooted in people's life. The musical instrument, which is made of bamboo, used to be means of communication in society, especially people in villages. It was used to make people gather in harvest season or make them gather to spend time before sleep. However, time has changed the function of Polo Palo. Now Polo Palo has been modified into musical instrument that accompanies songs and sounds enjoyable. Not only in Gorontalo, artists keep trying to introduce Polo Palo musical instrument overseas.
I know the musical instrument in elementary school. I just know it a little bit.
There was Vera, a 16-year-old student, when asked about Gorontalo traditional musical instrument, Polo Palo. Until now, she even hasn't watched performance of the musical instrument made of bamboo. Unlike Vera, Iwan, a 40-year-old man, has seen Polo Palo contest besides at school.
Yes, I have seen it when I was in junior high school. I even saw it in a competition like from 5 kilometers. The one who could play it loudly, that's the winner.
Long time ago, Polo Palo functioned as the means of communication among villagers in Gorontalo. Nina from Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, who is also responsible for Gorontalo Innovasi Art Studio, explained.
The sound used to be like a symbol. It symbolized gathering among farmers. Let's say in harvest season, youth got excited, inviting friends together on the mountain. Tang, tang, tang. They answered over there. Tang, tang, tang. Oh, it means they wanted to go down. Just like that.
When it comes to the sound of the musical instrument, Arthur Galwanta, artist and composer in Gorontalo Innovasi, made an explanation.
Actually, it doesn't mean it doesn't have tone, but it is not organized. What important is that it sounds loud. When it comes to sound, it's not all about sound, but loudness. That's how competition in village work. The loudest is the winner.
Davis, 26-year-old youth, who is in the past few years has been active in Gorontalo Innovasi, a culture art studio which is managed by Gorontalo provincial government. He just plays Polo Palo in art studio or competition, not at home like Gorontalo people did in the past.
Enggak ada lagi. Soalnya kalau main di rumah kan ntar dibilang orang.
No. If I play it at home, people will think that I am crazy. Many people are not concerned about it. Few people still show care to it.
Seeing the condition, Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, supported by artists, tries to introduce this instrument to people. This was explained by Nina.
Ya, musik polo-polo ini kami berusaha setiap tahun itu membuat festival.
Yes, polo-polo music. We try to hold traditional music festival to dig and preserve this instrument because it is rarely used for events. So in Gorontalo, I often make polo-polo festival to preserve it and introduce it to children that we have a special traditional musical instrument to conserve.
In addition, Polo Palo musical instrument is developed as Nina revealed.
Karena ini kebutuhan kita saja kita bikin modifikasi.
We just modify it to make young generation interested. It just sounds tang tang tang, no tone. Now we make it more rhythmic.
Development of Polo Palo musical instrument is a pleasant progress. As Davis said.
Tapi kan ada yang udah dimodifikasi kayak model begini udah bernada.
This musical instrument has been modified with tune. It has been developed. It used to have one tune only.
So, what encouraged Gorontalo artist Arthur Galwanta to develop Polo Palo musical instrument?
Karena keunikannya yang jarang kita bisa dapat di daerah lain ada.
Because of its uniqueness that we rarely find in other regions, so this is just in Gorontalo. It is made of bamboo with particular making.
It is how to make it that makes Polo Palo produce different sound.
Polo Palo ini ada dua macam. Ini Polo Palo.
There are two kinds of Polo Palo. Ah, this is Polo Palo, but this one is Tonggobi, which has hole. Then it is split to produce a louder sound. I open it, I close it. So this is the uniqueness.
Although it is simple, it is not that easy to produce a good sound quality of Polo Palo. Nina from Gorontalo Education and Culture Service said.
Karena ini kan tidak bisa ambil bulu sembarangan, dia harus ada processingnya, harus.
We cannot take random bamboo. It needs procession. It should be the long one. It needs requirements to make it durable. Like this one. It's been a year and it is not broken. But I found one that once I beat it, the bamboo broke. So it needs special treatment by choosing certain bamboos that produce preferred tone.
The struggle of tourists to introduce and preserve Polo Palo musical instrument in order not to be limited in Gorontalo only, as stated by Nina.
Buktinya saya dari tahun 2007 waktu Asian Choir.
We proved it in 2007 on Asian Choir Festival. The song that we perform is entitled Polo Palo, and we got bronze in 16 countries. I played Polo Palo at that time. I beat it.
The uniqueness of the musical instrument made of bamboo even attracted foreigners like Debris stated.
Bahkan kemarin waktu kita tampil di mana di Austria itu.
When we perform in Austria, some people ask for Polo Palo. We gave it to each judge.
So, how is the preservation of the bamboo musical instrument in the future? Arthur Galwanta standard.
Secara tradisi tidak perlu disosialisasi.
As a tradition, this musical instrument needs to be promoted because it is live indie, but it needs to be arranged musically. Therefore, we as a part of the art studio of the provincial government are responsible to make it popular.
Polo Polo is now getting popular among foreigners. However, preservation and introduction of this musical instrument should be done to survive in the developing era.
Apa kabarmu? Ku harap kau merindukanku seperti aku di sini merindumu, menginginkanmu ada di sini. Baiklah, engkau di sana. Jika kau memikirkanku seperti aku di sini memikirkanmu, di setiap hembusan nafasku. Ku merindukanmu, sungguh aku kepadamu kasih. Andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Oh, namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang beda. Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya. Aku merindumu setengah mati. Padamu kasih, andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Oh, namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang pesan. Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya.
Le tahan saja.
Here's Newsline, first the headline. BBP Indonesian government urged Malaysia to resolve PMI shooting case. Rupiah expected to weaken after the Fed's hawkish statement. And now the news in details. The Indonesian government, through BPIB, has urged Malaysia to thoroughly investigate and resolve the case of the shooting of Indonesian migrant workers. This call for action highlights Indonesia's commitment to protecting its citizens abroad and ensuring justice for the victims. The government hopes for full cooperation from Malaysian authorities to clarify the incident and take appropriate legal measures. Moving on to the second news. The Indonesian rupiah is predicted to weaken following the Federal Reserve's hawkish statement. The Fed's stance indicates a possibility of maintaining high interest rates for a longer period, impacting global financial markets, including Indonesia. Investors are closely monitoring the situation as the rupiah faces potential pressure in response to global economic shifts. And that was Newsline.
Kabarmu jauh di sana, tiba-tiba